That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's about water and a lack of water for some. In Arizona and New Mexico, fighting the wildfires, nothing but ash and a lot of houses are falling. 1,500 homes were evacuated. Strong winds the cause of that. Too sad. And the levees are faltering as the Missouri River rises. That's wreaking havoc with some others. Hey, everybody. Just a glimpse across America. Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. Meanwhile, over the weekend, what a big weekend it was, Father's Day weekend. You have one father, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, trying to decide whether or not he's going to throw in on the Republican side of things in a race for the White House bid. He's trying to test the waters and getting some big reaction at a conservative conference in New Orleans, although the straw poll went to Ron Paul, who already has declared he's running for president once again. He knocked everyone down, getting 40% of that straw poll, while everybody else kind of trickled into the single digits, including Mitt Romney, who wasn't there, but got 5%. Now, these are all the little tests along the way. Speaking of tests, NBC, what were they thinking? They ended up apologizing. Of course they did, falling all over themselves, the network did, for omitting Under God from the pledge during their broadcast of the U.S. Open, while Rory McIlroy gave his father a huge Father's Day present at the age of 22. The kid from Ireland ripped up the course, ended up beating all competitors by 8 strokes, set a U.S. Open record on congressional, just incredible. 4 strokes by 4 strokes, just amazing. In the middle of all that excitement, NBC issues that apology because they forgot Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance when they did it during the Open. What happened was the words were actually edited out of a clip of kids reciting the oath. And, of course, immediately people realized what had happened, and it was being tweeted. Twitter is like the enemy of so many people now. Because if any mistake, anything that happens, boom, people are tweeting it. And that's what happened. Immediately was tweeted. Blogs, tons of people calling up the NBC switchboard if they could find the number. So Dan Hicks, who does golf for that network, had to say, we began our coverage of the final round 3 hours ago. When we did, it was our intention to begin the coverage of the U.S. Open Championship with a feature that captured the patriotism of our national championship being held in our nation's capital for the third time. And here's where he apologized. This is what they had him say. He said, regrettably, a portion of the Pledge of Allegiance that was in the feature was edited out. It was not done to upset anyone, and we'd like to apologize to those of you who were offended by it. Great. I can't get it past anyone. I don't understand the controversy. What they were trying to be politically correct, I guess, and edited it out, but I don't understand why that's politically correct anyway. I mean, it's something that was added in the 50s. It's part of that pledge. Just leave it in, and then there's no problem, right? It didn't spoil, like I said, McIlroy's romp. 8 shots winning that major title with a record low 72-hole score, 16 under par at Congressional in Bethesda, Maryland. So a big weekend for the kid. All right, also a big weekend on a few other fronts, too. The War Powers Act, heavily, heavily debated. You have the outgoing Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, being very vocal. At this point, nothing to lose. And he says that the president has complied with the War Powers Act because it's been limited what's happened in Libya. And he doesn't see where anything has been stretched. Now, this has been a heavy debate. If we re-rack last week and head into this week, this debate, I think, is still not over in Congress. Gates is done at the end of the month, but of course he's involved in what's happened in Libya. And he said, look, I don't think we're going to break any new ground here. Pretty much Obama's done everything that all of the predecessors have done, meaning the other presidents have done. What happened was last week there was a lawsuit filed against this current administration for violating the constitutional separation of powers when it submitted a report to Congress on why they don't need permission, why we don't need permission to do this. So over the weekend, the president was golfing with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. I am certain at some point that came up because Boehner was really banging the drum on this one, demanding that there was a response to it. Now, under the War Powers Resolution that was passed back in the 70s, the president has to seek approval from Congress to continue to engage in what they call hostilities after 60 days and a 30-day extension. So, of course, we're at that point right now. The United States is a big chunk of NATO. We are supporting what is happening in Libya. Now, Gates went further and went beyond the whole scope of, okay, let's argue about this resolution and this hostilities, and said, listen, if we're not involved in what's going on in Libya, this place explodes, and what are we doing to help the people there that we've already been involved in, involved with aid, along with the rest of NATO? And you've got Gaddafi gone wild. But still, here we are after all this time, and we have a stalemate. That's what we have. We have a stalemate. One thing we won't be talking about this week, thank goodness, and we can put this to bed as of last week, Anthony Weiner is now the ex-congressman from New York. John Stewart took the chance for a little jab, some final jabs. Take a listen.
Their bias is towards sensationalism and laziness. I wouldn't say it's towards a liberal agenda. If your suggestion is that they are relentlessly partisan, then why haven't they gone and backed away from Weiner?
Specifically, they're talking about mainstream media. And again, the Weiner question, and he's saying, well, then why haven't they backed away from that? There were so many jokes. In fact, some of you sent me some pretty funny jokes about Weiner. Every comedian had a field day with what went on with him and sexting. Discussions were opened up as to whether sexting was cheating and how many other people out there were sexting without their wife's knowledge. It's crazy where the culture went with this story. Then there is also the possibility that Weiner could run for his office again in the special election in the fall when Cuomo decides what they're doing there as the governor of New York. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. I think he pops up talking on the tube about the 2012 election and probably does something with a think tank. He's not going away from the public eye. Eventually he'll be back, but I don't think it's in that capacity. Hang with us. We Can Count coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We can count. It's all about the numbers, baby. Just ask the people in Hollywood. The Green Lantern ended up with $52.7 million. That's what they took in at the box office as far as tickets are concerned. You know, that's it's all about the box office bang when they make movies. And actually, that would be considered a little bit of a disappointment, probably because of how costly it was to make the Green Lantern. And you figure the opening weekend is always the big one. And yeah, if you're like a movie like the Pirates of the Caribbean, the fourth installment, you can weather the storm throughout the rest of the summer. Or if you're, when Harry Potter opens up, they'll have weekends and weekends where they'll still rake in some more dough. But how much more is the Green Lantern? Sure, some will trickle in, but it's all about that opening weekend. So the whole superhero movie didn't do as well as they, you know, thought, I guess. And then in the meantime, Mr. Popper's Penguins, and we do our cheap movie review on Thursdays, and I said it would be the battle between these two movies, and Ryan Reynolds, and of course with Green Lantern, and Jim Carrey with the Penguins movie, and that did a lot better than the expectations were for the Penguins. So, in a way, even though they weren't number one, they were two, it still, or three actually, they still came in better, $18.2 million. And the people who distributed it, because it's all about movie distribution, 20th Century Fox, they thought, you know, maybe 10, 15 million. So they're happy about the prospect there. On the other hand, you know, the whole idea of the big movies and 3D and all of that sort of stuff, that's not good for a movie like The Green Lantern. they were hoping that they would make more. And they're going to wait and see what happens in the end, because this is how much it costs to make it. $200 million. Ooh, $200 million. Yeah, so $52 million, that's not a good bet. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things for this segment of We Can Count. Speaking of big numbers, there was a sale that happened over the last week and into the weekend. Debbie Reynolds had a whole bunch of film memorabilia, all kinds of classic things that she collected, including the dress that was worn by Marilyn Monroe in the famous movie, The 7-Year Itch. Even if you're in your 20s, you probably have seen the young Marilyn Monroe where her dress is blown up. Certainly if you've ever gone to Grauman's Chinese Theater or seen old classic photos. Now, Marilyn Monroe is part of that ever-young culture from the past, that iconic culture, I call it, where you had Elvis Presley and you have James Dean and Marilyn Monroe's in that group. So most people understand what that outfit is about, because you have to go back to the 50s for that movie. And somebody bid $4.6 million for that dress. Whew, that's a lot of coin. That's twice what they thought they were going to get for that dress. And then there were some other things that were sold as well. There was about 3,500 props from Singing in the Rain, from other movies, something from Wizard of Oz that was sold as well. Charlie Chaplin's bowler hat, that was sold for $135,000 and change. The racing outfit that was worn by Liz Taylor in National Velvet, that went for over $73,000. You know, the list is long and kind of interesting as to who collected it. And I guess it was a lot of different bidders who ended up jumping on that stuff. All right, another thing that happened while you might not have been paying attention is something that I think is interesting. Because in trying to come up with what kind of multivitamin you want to take, you know, we've had my pal pharmacist Ben on. I like what he has to say about getting healthy. Well, I just happened to see this. They've been testing, somebody did a test of multivitamins, and they found that some of the multivitamins didn't really have the nutrients that they say they have on their labels, and that they're improperly listed. That's a bummer. How many of you are taking some kind of multivitamin every morning, swallowing one of them, thinking you're helping yourself because you're not getting enough vegetables or whatever else? They tested at the consumerlab.com. They tested 38 multivitamins, and they found that 8 had too little of what the nutrients were, 2 had more nutrients than they claimed, and 3 improperly listed what they had. So the funny thing was that they found out also that some of the best vitamins were the cheapest ones, because they looked at all kinds. You know, when you go, you know how it is. Somebody says, you need to take a multivitamin. And you go and you start to look and you surf around, or you go to the CVS or Walgreens or wherever. And then you see that the range of vitamins, they really do as far as the price is concerned. So paying more isn't necessarily better. That's what the Consumer Lab found out. And that to look closely, and that for the average for supplements is really a crapshoot. I mean, that's what they're saying, that it's a crapshoot, because you had low levels of nutrients, and that's a problem, because then you're taking it thinking you're helping yourself. And you're not really doing anything for yourself, because you're not getting enough of what you think you're putting back into your system. So, you know, what's the upshot of this? They say that the supplements that had too little, Trader Joe's Vitamin Crusade was one of them. Another one was All One Active Seniors. That wasn't a good one. They say Centrum Chewables had 173% of the vitamin A listed on the label, and they say that this was a concern because too much of vitamin A can cause a problem because it can be toxic to your liver. I'm sure at some point in my life I probably took the Centrum stuff. Then they had another product, Alphabetic. They say that it took twice as long to break apart the solutions and that the supplement had less vitamin A than it should have had. So, and the prices of this stuff really, really, as I said, ranged, as you know, all over the map. So ultimately, what is the upshot of this? Should there be more regulation for supplements? I don't know, because you think of the FDA and how there's not enough inspectors even to go out and inspect the meat and to go and look at some of these meat processing plants. And now we've got concerns about the daily vitamins that you're taking. I would say that, the moral of the story is what they say, and they didn't list the vitamins, but don't think because you're paying more that you're necessarily getting something better. In fact, it might be worse for you. Those poor people taking the Centrum stuff and not realizing how much vitamin A that they're pumping into their bodies. All right, here's one. Sadly, the FBI, I guess actually it's good news. They say that there's no explosives that were found on board that plane at the Washington airport. What happened was someone made a bomb threat at an airport ticket counter in Ohio. And the plane that landed at Reagan National Airport on Sunday afternoon was, of course, given the all clear, and they didn't find anything hazardous on it when it landed. They swept the plane for explosives. They interviewed, here's your number, 44 people on board. The person who made the threat at the Dayton airport was taken into custody. That threat, though, shut down the airport for about 20 minutes. And, of course, people on that U.S. Airways flight had no idea it was going on, because it was pushed away from the gate after it landed, and then they started questioning people. Can you imagine that? You're on that flight. You're in Dayton. You go to Washington. You land. You're like, phew, we landed. Everything's good. I'm ready. I got to get in my cab. I got to get out of this airport. Got to get my bearings. And then the plane is pushed away from the hangar. You're pushed away from the gate, basically. Not the hangar, the gate. And then the FBI boards and they start to ask you questions and you're trying to figure out what's going on. And then later you read, there was a bomb threat. Thank goodness they found nothing on board, just a nut with a threat, took them into custody. Hang with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Hey, coming up at the end of the month, don't forget, we're giving away our leather jacket. Still not too late to enter our contest. All you have to do is shoot me your brush with fame. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email, and send me your brush with fame. It could be anything. Maybe you were at the airport and you happened to get your shoes shined, and sitting right next to you was, I don't know, Sean Penn, and you wanted to strangle him, but you resisted, or you wanted to shake his hand, I guess, depending on your politics, right? I think everybody has some sort of a brush with fame, and it could just be local fame, or it can be somebody who has a really big name in the entertainment business, sports, politics, or somehow they caught their 15 minutes of fame through American Idol or something else, and you had some kind of a brush with them. Maybe they were pumping gas right next to you, and you had a little conversation. Everybody's got a story. Everybody has a story like that. I don't think I've ever met, and this would be an interesting, I don't know, little poll I could take. I don't think I've ever met anybody who hasn't had a name, I'll call it a name-dropping kind of story. doesn't mean the person necessarily named Robert, but they're all excited because they met so-and-so. That always comes up in the course of a conversation, eventually, if you spend enough time with somebody. Because I like to golf, and you go through a round, and it takes a bunch of time if you're at one of these tournaments or at a scramble or whatever, and you don't know all the people on the team. A lot of times it turns to that. Oh, you know, I met Jose Canseco right after his book came out, Juiced, ripping on a whole bunch of guys and steroids. And we had a great conversation. In fact, I had this conversation with somebody who did end up playing in a tournament with Jose Canseco and said actually he was a pretty decent golfer and he was fun to be around. And they had a little bit of a conversation about the book that had come out a few years ago. And I thought, oh, that could be kind of interesting. He was part of the Bash Brothers, remember, way back when, back in his Oakland days. So anyway, that's what you have to do. Just send me your brush with fame, and we'll have a drawing for the leather coat. It is sweet. It's got an American flag on the back of it. It's part of our Evel Knievel promotion, giving away some of those books. And it says USA on it. It's like the leather coats that he wore, if you remember, when he made some of his jumps way back when. Pretty sweet. It's got a, I'm sure it's worth, I don't know, at least a couple of hundred, probably more than that. Here's kind of an odd thing to bring up, but because we like to talk about water cooler buzz, and it doesn't always have to be, we're on fire over the debt ceiling and the idiots in Washington, and geez, if we could just have smaller government, and oh, couldn't we have a third party, please bring us some sanity. Yeah, we got to lighten the load every once in a while. And I'm just curious as to whether or not anybody watches beauty pageants anymore. It used to be a big deal. And, of course, it makes the news when somebody is crowned. But, and it is funny to say that, isn't it? We crowned 21-year-old Miss USA from California. She won the contest. 51 beauties took the stage at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas. And she answered a question about legalizing marijuana, saying she didn't think it should be fully legalized as a solution to help ailing economies. Everybody clapped, and she ended up winning. So, wonder if there'll be any controversy with this one. There always seems to be the every couple of years, tarnished crown. So this girl, her name's Alyssa Campanella. She was a Miss Teen USA, I guess. And she must have moved because she was a runner-up and she represented New Jersey. She got out of Jersey and went to California and ended up winning. Matt, does anyone pay attention? Do guys pay attention to who's Miss USA?
Probably not, because I can't even tell. I know the last person that was, I think it was Miss USA or Miss America. She was the woman from, or she's from Michigan, right?
Uh-huh.
Rama something?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember her name. I remember what she looks like, though. But, yeah, I think unless there's a big controversy or something happens where, who was it, Miss Teen USA South Carolina, the maps question or something like that.
Right, a blunder.
Right. That's the only way people start to really pay attention. I mean, sure, if there's some guys flipping the channels and the swimsuit competition done, there's going to be a couple second pause on that. But other than that, I don't think anybody's really that deeply involved in it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Like I said, it used to be a big deal, and now Matt's right. If a guy's flipping through, let's be honest, guys, you're going to stop on swimsuits, but probably you're not going to know too much about, no offense to anybody who's entered into this, but you're probably not going to know much about them. It's usually just that. Like, I'm thinking off the top of my head that, remember Carrie Prejean, that was a big deal. She was a Miss California, and she had the question where she had the gay marriage question back in 2009, and that just exploded all over the place. That it was Perez Hilton, which I think he set her up for that, to be honest, for her to fall down on it. It was too easy to ask her that question on gay marriage. And she said that she wouldn't, you know, the basically she said that she didn't want to offend anyone, but she thought that the question specifically, that it's not about being politically correct, that she was going to be biblically correct, and she didn't think that it was correct. She said she believed that marriage should be between a man and a woman because that's how she was raised, and then that was it. Everybody was off to the races, and she became a name that you remembered because of the controversy. And certainly, between Miss USA and Miss America, there have been plenty of controversies over the years. Like I said, every couple of years or so that happens, and people remember that one probably the most, along with Vanessa Williams, who has a great singing voice and is a decent actress, is a good actress, I think. So she went on to lots of fame and fortune, but in the beginning when she was a Miss America, I want to say it was in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, and there was pictures of her with another woman where she had posed for some photographer. That was a huge scandal at the time. Now I wonder if photographs would take somebody down. And they were just photographs, like stock footage photographs that she posed for. But that was it. She was done once that happened. All right, speaking of being done, this is a crazy thing that happened in New Orleans. There was a Republican forum in New Orleans, and actually they did a straw poll, and Congressman Ron Paul from Texas, 40%, he like blew the doors off of everybody else. But there was something that happened at this deal. There was a Barack Obama impersonator who had to be pulled off the stage. He was ripping into the Republicans who were on the stage, and he was joking about the president's upbringing to this conservative group that was there. It's a Republican leadership conference, actually, and he took over the podium, basically, and started to imitate Barack Obama. So his name is Reggie Brown. He had lots of applause from some of the supporters, though, when he actually showed photos of Anthony Weiner, who had just resigned after everything that happened with him, with the Twitter and especially in Facebook. You know, we know the porn actress and some of the other women and the stuff that had happened there. And it was crazy, some of the other things that happened, and they ended up pulling him off the stage, like I said, and that was all she wrote. And I can imagine how uncomfortable it was for the people that were sitting there when they were listening to him and getting roped into it and thinking, okay, I'm going along with this, and then realizing, oh, I think something's wrong here. I've never been in a crowd where that's happened. You know, we've only seen it from the sidelines. But I've heard about what it's like when the wheels come completely off, and I think in this case they came completely off, except for Ron Paul, because Ron Paul got 40% of the straw poll vote, whereas Mitt Romney, who's considered to be the front runner, and he wasn't there, by the way, in New Orleans, he ended up with 5%. We're checking the mail next.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, natural and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Then my mirror ever gets to me. And if you think that there is shelter in this attitude, where do you feel the warmth of my gratitude? I get the feeling that it's two against one. I'm already fighting me, so what's another one? The mirror is a trigger and your mouth's a gun. Lucky for me, I'm not the only one. And if it looks to me like you,
Father's Day is over, and we're swinging into another week across America. June is just flying by, isn't it? Before you know, we'll be deep into July and 4th of July weekend. Hopefully a lot of you will have a long weekend. That's the next big holiday anyway, where you might be able to string together 4 or 5 days, or not. I'm hoping some of you have a couple of extra days off. And I hope that you had a great Father's Day, too. I noticed when I was out and about, there were a lot of families who were taking, you could tell they were taking dads out. I think that's cool. We can't say enough about the men in our lives who sometimes get neglected in that category. But I think there were a lot of people that were getting recognized. So bravo to all of you who did whatever you could do. It was a happy Father's Day in a different way, I think, for Gabrielle Giffords' family. As, you know, photos came out of Giffords last week, and she, you got to say, boy, for somebody who was shot point blank back in January, the congresswoman, I thought, looked pretty good. In other words, looking at her and comparing a photo of her from before, I think it's amazing the job that those surgeons did. Now it's all about the whole rehab thing, and she's back in Houston with her astronaut husband, Mark Kelly. So a big Father's Day present for her family. We're going to head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. Timing is everything. Can we hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
All right. We do have mail. Here's one from Sunny, who says, "Hey, Kate, I listen to you whenever I can, and I wondered if you saw that story about people who were riding naked in Portland. What's the deal on that?" Okay, let me think. What happened to those people who were riding naked? I did read the story, so actually they were saying that it was the World Naked Bike Ride. They were trying to get a lot of people out, and they rode, I guess, along the waterfront, and it was hardcore bikers. It was supposed to be hardcore bikers that were out there doing it, and they were promoting, supposedly, cycling. How do you get away with that? Hey, we're promoting cycling, so come out and ride naked with us. So they started this World Naked Bike Ride back a couple of years ago, but not just in Portland. San Francisco, Seattle, Boulder, and I think there was one other city, and they have, you know, parties and pre-event things, and they party into the night, and some people keep their clothes on, some people take their clothes off. And what's interesting is, because I thought to myself, well, how many people participate in this, and you're just allowed to ride your bike naked for, you know, 15 miles and nobody says anything? They don't arrest, at least in Portland, they don't arrest the riders. They're pretty tolerant, I guess, because it's they're allowing an activity of the mass nude cycling variety. Now, if you're living in some city somewhere and you want to start this event, get in touch with the people from the World Naked Bike Ride, and maybe your city will allow that to happen. See, I think automatically the indecency codes that you would get nabbed for that, but they don't. They allow that to happen kind of crazy. I don't know. That might be uncomfortable for some people. I'm thinking of the bicycle seats, you know what I mean? Would you ride naked, Matt? Could you ride naked and feel comfortable about it?
Depends on what the pregame activity was.
I gotcha. You would need a little help, a little courage. I understand. All right, here's another one. This is from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, emails us all the time. Kate, I heard you talking earlier about the fact that they're trying to tax the Internet to close what you called budget gaps, and that there are a bunch of states that are already doing that. How ridiculous. Once again, it's always about taxation and not about spending cuts, because people don't know how to balance budgets. Everybody has to pay the price. Part of the idea of going on the Internet, I think, is to get some of these good deals that you can get from Amazon.com, for example, that you mentioned. Now, if you add taxes onto that, extra taxes, that increases your bill. And I don't think that there's as much of an attraction to shopping online if you're constantly getting taxed. Yeah, I don't like the idea of jamming the business with this, because I think that ultimately it gets passed on to the consumer. So once again, it's really the little guy that's going to have to pay more money in the end, not the company, because they're going to have to pass on the cost. If we're talking about millions of dollars, they're not just going to eat that cost. You know, you're going to get taxed, and they're going to expect to collect the taxes, to pay the taxes, etc. And yeah, it's confusing. But I don't like it. I think it's bad for business, and especially if you were also talking about smaller businesses. See, why are we trying to squeeze, even with the bigger businesses, but the smaller businesses, you can't be squeezing the smaller businesses. That's what's ultimately the road to hiring more people and to getting the economy clicking, since 90% of the businesses would be term small businesses across the U.S. All right, here's another one. This is from John, who says, "Kate, did you see the thing about the airstrike killing the civilians. What do you make of that? Well, Libya is saying that some of the most recent NATO airstrikes, some of the warplanes, hit a residential neighborhood and killed 9 people on Sunday. The sad part, too, included 2 kids. NATO confirmed that one of the missiles went astray, so that's not good because that gives more ammunition to Gaddafi's regime and anybody that supports it, because they're saying, yeah, look what they're doing. Look what they're doing to us, and that's exactly what happened. You can take that and turn it into, he can take that and turn that into positive propaganda for him, and that's what they've done. So you issue an apology, and it's a casualty, sadly, that especially when you're talking about innocent people, and they try not to do that. Of course they try not to do that in their strikes, but it's not good. Just because they can use it against NATO. And 18 people were also wounded. So then they turn around, the Gaddafi government, and say it was a deliberate attack on a civilian neighborhood. And, of course, it wasn't. It was an accidental attack. They were trying to thread the needle and hit Gaddafi's guys and didn't do it. And there were journalists on hand, so they had the gruesome photographs of at least 4 of the people who were killed in that missile that went astray. And I don't think we've heard the last of this one. Speaking of that situation, I've talked about this a lot on America Tonight, whether or not you think, one, we should be involved in Libya, how you feel about Gaddafi and the stalemate now at this point. It's been ridiculously long, over 90 days. And when you talk about the first strikes that happened, we have to go back to March 19th, and that was us, France, and Britain. So the warplanes are pushing the campaign against Gaddafi, at least over the past couple of weeks, because there's been more fighting between the rebels and the government troops outside of Misrata, which is the main stronghold for the rebels who want to take over this government. And I think we're far from over with the barrage of fighting between Gaddafi's forces and the rebels. And where do we stand as Americans on what's happening there, and how much do we need to be invested into this? Because trust me, by September, we will have spent over $1 billion in aid to the NATO situation, and counting, who's paying for that?